This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
How can Satan tempt me? What does the devil do to try to get me on the wrong road, headed in the wrong direction? We can learn a great deal about the temptations of the devil by reflecting on the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness. In his first attack, the devil said to Jesus, "If you are God's son, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." What he often tries to get you and me to believe. He says, God has left you out here all alone to starve. You can't trust God to help you. Take matters into your own hands. He tried to get Jesus to mistrust the Word of God and the goodness of God. He does the same with you and me. Remember, the devil is very clever. The facts are there is nothing wrong with bread, and there's nothing sinful about being hungry. And the devil did not say, ask God to help you. He says, because God has forgotten you, it's time for you to forget God. As you and I think about this scripture, we must remember that Jesus could have changed stones to bread. He turned water into wine. But he chose to trust God, to obey God, and stay in fellowship with God. You and I must do the same. Now, the second temptation is just the opposite of the first. He took Jesus to the edge of the temple and said, "Jump down. God will order his angels to help you. They will carry you safely down." He tried to get Jesus to presume on God's power and protection. "Go ahead," he says. "Do anything you want. God will keep you from getting hurt." Why didn't Jesus throw himself down? There are 5 reasons. 1, it would have been testing God to see if he really was watching over him. 2, it would have been asking God to help him do something God had not called him to do. 3, yes, God has promised to never leave us, but we must follow him in faith and obedience. 4, yes, God has promised to supply our needs, but we must not expect him to satisfy our personal ambitions, lust, and greed. 5, yes, he has promised to keep us, but we must not throw ourselves into danger. In the 3rd temptation, the devil showed Jesus all the kingdoms and glory of this world and said, "You can have it all if you will fall down and worship me." But of course, Jesus did not do that, because it would have been a lie. The devil is not Lord. God is Lord. And God and God alone, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is Lord. So to do anything that denies this truth is sin. 1 other great truth in these temptations. In every case, Jesus left us an example that we should follow his steps. He didn't argue with the devil. He quoted Scripture. He relied on the Bible for his victory over Satan, and you and I must do the same.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.